Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Soderman, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Sal Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're journeying back to Pasadena, particularly the field at the historic Rose Bowl Stadium, because coming up for the seventh time is the Masters of Taste benefit that will be taking place on the afternoon of April 7th, which benefits the Union Station Homeless Services, which have been providing their programming and services to aid and better the homeless for over 50 years. And this event, over the time that it has been operating, has raised an impressive $3 million. And all of that money has gone directly into programming and services for Union Station Homeless Services. All expenses for this event are raised independently of the ticket revenue, which is really impressive. And every year they have host celebrity chefs that are really the culinary face of this event. And this year their longtime supporters, Executive Chef Brett Thompson and Lucy Thompson Ramirez, fill that role. They are multiple restaurateurs with a newly opened restaurant in Pasadena, and it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Brett and Lucy back to the show. Brett, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Can you give us a hint of what your taste is going to be on April 7th? Because from experience, I know you always do something special, and it isn't dip on a cracker, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we do these kind of events, our way of looking at it, we want to come strong. We really want to showcase what we do at the restaurant. So this year we've been blessed with the opportunity to be the host chefs, and as you mentioned, and so we're going to have a seafood village on one side of the Rose Bowl, and we're going to have a Mexican village on the other side of the Rose Bowl. So in the seafood village, we're going to have, and our sponsor, Santa Monica Seafood, have been so gracious to help us out with this, but we're doing, you know, everything from oyster shucking for the guests and doing these little great, like a scallop aguachile in the shell. We're doing these great forbidden rice cakes that are crispy with the smoked trout rillettes and trout caviar. And Czar Caviar is going to be partnering with us as well, so that, you know, they've graciously helped us out in sponsoring this. But and then on the Mexican village end, Lucy, you want me to jump into that, or you want to explain what we're doing down there? Because we got a lot of fun things going on down there.
Brett, let's bring Lucy back into the conversation, if you don't mind. Okay. So tell us, Lucy, if you will, give us the hint on the Mexican village, because I like the sound of that.
Absolutely. Well, just to reiterate, we have two restaurants, Pez Cantina in downtown LA, which is our Mexican coastal seafood house, and Pez Pasadena, or Pez Coastal Kitchen in Pasadena. So we wanted to represent both sides of our cuisine. And on the Mexican village side, we will have a taco eating contest, which is going to be really, really fun. And we will have an opportunity to share some of the tacos as a sample for our guests, and a variety of all of our salsas served in molcajetes. We have a variety of 9 different salsas and these amazingly homemade chips with our proprietary chili lime seasoning that is phenomenal. So we're really excited to give a taste of both of our restaurants on the field of the Rose Bowl.
Well, but I mean, to operate 2 tasting stations at this event, expecting an attendance of about 3,000 people, you really have your work cut out for you.
We're excited about it. It's one of the reasons, at least for me, one of the main reasons why I love this industry so much is because you really get to be of service to people, and to serve them something delicious is just a celebration. It feels like such a fun event. It's a party every day.
Lucy, I love your attitude. Now, let's back up a little bit because, we've spoken about the new Pez Coastal Kitchen, which just recently opened in Pasadena. But your longtime flagship, which I think goes back to 2015, is the original Pez Cantina that's in downtown L.A. Do I have my chronology right? Was opening 2015?
2015, yeah, we are headed into our 10th year this year, and having survived a pandemic in the restaurant industry, we're very, very proud of it. We've become a staple on Bunker Hill, on Grand Avenue, and we are just so proud that we have been able to keep our doors open and continue to serve our delicious food and welcome people into our home.
Lucy, in terms of post-pandemic, it's pretty well known that in terms of all those office buildings on Bunker Hill, the office workers have definitely not returned. There's also a pattern that Monday and Fridays for those buildings that, do have occupied offices, the folks aren't there. It's kind of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. How have you had to adjust your business in downtown to reflect that? Because unusually you are open for both lunch and dinner. A lot of the full service restaurants in downtown are just open for dinner. But how have you had to adapt to that? Because I know it hasn't been an easy time.
It has not, but I think that one thing that the pandemic allowed us to learn is that you have to continue to pivot with whatever life throws at you. And we have been able to maintain our lunch business, even though the percentage of return to office never came back to what it used to be pre-pandemic. We are one of the only restaurants open on Bunker Hill, so we do get a large majority of that clientele. And as far as dinner, we just continue to become a destination of celebrating birthdays and celebrating special events, and we've really focused in on really doing a lot of special events and caterings, whether it's offsite or in our beautiful patio. We've got a private dining room. We've got a glorious main dining room. It's really a beautiful location, and we're thankful that we've continued to survive and thrive in this environment.
No, Lucy, it's a tribute to both of you, because obviously the pandemic was not easy on any restaurant in greater L.A. There's still, unfortunately, many restaurants that are on the precipice that, we have our fingers crossed for them, but, definitely not an easy time. And then you overlay all of that with, the downtown L.A. factor, and in terms of those office buildings, I guess it's a blessing that in the period of time you've been there since 2015, the population, the young people that actually live in downtown, not only has that stabilized, but it's increased. So, you really have quote-unquote neighborhood business to have at night, which, I'm sure must be a blessing.
Absolutely. And we do everything we can to become a part of our community, both in downtown L.A. and in the San Gabriel Valley. I think that is probably the best approach, because we're not a big corporation. It's Brett and I who run the show. And I think that people really have a sense of that when they visit our establishment. You really are welcome to part of the family and part of the celebration. So we're hopeful that people will continue to support that, and will keep us in business to hit our 10th year this year in downtown L.A.
Lucy, here. Brett having a background in the corporate restaurant world, where it's more of an entrepreneurial, hands-on operation, it's much better. And I think, as you've suggested, the sophisticated guests pick that up fairly quickly, so all good. Lucy, before we move on, one more time on all of the ticket information and where they can get it for Masters of Taste, because because, as we mentioned earlier, this event does sell out a couple weeks in advance. Just the word of mouth is very positive on it. And the value for what you're getting, either VIP or regular admission, you will not walk away from this event not feeling really wonderful and full of some delicious food, as well as quality libations and some terrific over-the-top desserts.
Absolutely. I just want to remind everyone to mark their calendars. It's April 7th. It's a Sunday. Weather permitting, it's going to be glorious to be on the Rose Bowl field. And tickets are on sale at massivesoftastela.com. And please come out and support. And in the process, have an incredibly amazing time.
And Lucy, we want to add that VIP gets you admission an hour early. So you have a chance at your leisure to walk around the field of the Rose Bowl and preview everything that you might want to enjoy. So again, just a word to the wise, that is, an even greater value. And also, we should mention that, like Chef Brett is going to be there. For most of these restaurants, it's not a case of where they're kind of sending their B team out to the Rose Bowl to take care of the guests. Generally, you see the chef owners or the owner restaurateurs, they're in their booth, they're interacting with guests, and they want to chat with you. So again, it's a very unusual opportunity in that regard. As Lucy intimated earlier, and Chef Brett mentioned the same thing, no restaurant participates in Masters of Taste because someone is twisting their arm to do it. They are there because they want to be there and they want to support this very worthy charity. So again, just something to keep in mind as far as that's concerned. Brett, can you mention in closing one more time that you're just not going to have one station this year. You're going to have two stations, one on each side. Just quickly recap what you're doing because, again, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I want to just echo what Lucy said. First of all, it's just incredible being on the field of the Rose Bowl, on the grass, looking up. It's such a beautiful, historic location. And, and also I don't want to, we've got so many great people with us, Agnes from Pasadena, Yara Tai, and, Bertha Mays, who makes the most killer brownie mix of all times. Boomtown from downtown doing their brewery, their beer. So we have so many, and that's just scratching the surface, so many great partners. And so, yeah, we'll be, I'm not sure which, if we're going to be a visitor at home, but Pez Cantina will be on one end zone. Pez Coastal Kitchen will be on the other end zone. Everybody else will be kind of like just sort of peppered in between. It's really, the energy is really great. And everyone there, what you said, it really is, everyone participating here really is taking their time, effort, energy, and money. And, we're not paid for this. And everyone doing this is really there to help out the cause, which is really incredible because it is a sacrifice. And it's not easy being in the restaurant business, as everyone knows. And so just the fact that, all the partners take their time and give their services and give their time, and yes, all the chefs are out there, it really, really is an amazing event. Really our favorite of the year.
Brett, we need to leave it there. We are talking about the Masters of Taste event that is coming up April 7th at the Rose Bowl. And we have been chatting with the culinary hosts of the event, which are Chef Brett Thompson and Lucy Thompson Ramirez. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, as promised, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.